Cliff and Kindle.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman.
Matt.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey,
40-year-old.
Every day I'm loving more and more and more. Every day I'm loving
every day
more and more. Every day. Oh, Kendra, I'm a proud 40-year-old eagle flying into the room today, ready to share my wisdom and knowledge.
I know. I see you brought your photo of your eagle behind you right there to hang on in the booth.
It is. Well, it's because it's my new symbol. I'm an eagle, proud and 40, above the mountains, above the valleys. Nothing can stop me now, Kendall.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
No. Is anything going to stop you? Because you're holding on to 39 like a baby to a bosom.
Cliff, I'm living in the present. I'm not worried about the future. I'm living for today.
That's rich.
First time in my life I said that.
And it's not what we're talking about.
Speaking
today,
of asses, Cliff.
Yes.
This show's about ass.
Finally, 600 plus shows I've been begging. I said, ass. Whenever Mr. Snodbottom, we have a show meeting, you know, he says, what are some topics? I say, ass. And finally, we got it.
Yeah, not what you originally wanted, though, Cliff.
Damn
We're
it.
Talking about donkeys.
Oh, my God.
The original ass.
The original ass. Now, did you as a child
the OA.
Delight in the fact that the word ass was in the Bible and it was about the donkey?
God. Oh, Cliff, I would delight that I could say the word ass as a child and feel like, I'm not cussing, I'm talking about a donkey.
I'm talking about a donkey.
I don't know if I knew it was in the Bible when I was a kid.
Well, you were a heretic.
I did not read the Bible when I was
no.
a kid. I was a heretic. I was burned to the stake.
You were a little heathen. I didn't expect you to be as godly as I was as a child.
Well, you know, we're not all perfect.
No.
Don't throw the first stone.
I'm not throwing stones, Kendall. I'm singing songs as a proud 40-year-old singer with perfect pitch. And wisdom and knowledge to spare with the youth of today.
Wisdom and knowledge to spare. That's why we do this show. We've got so much to spare.
We do. I've got a spare tire around the middle. And donkeys' Ooh. Large ears. Why are they so large, Kendall? Does it help them?
The better to hear you
better
with.
Better to hear you
Cliff.
With. Is that it?
I guess. I don't know.
No.
You're telling me. This is your tip.
They help them stay cool, you idiot.
Well, I thought maybe it helped him with balance.
No, balance, those big ears. You need some balance.
Cliff, did you know that there's 8 different type of asses?
Oh, there's the bubble butt. There's the flat
no,
pancake.
No, not those asses.
There's
Cliff,
the
you're confused
juicy,
again.
Juicy fruit ass. No, what? The donkey ass.
Cliff, much like your ass, these asses weigh
Can't
anywhere
quit.
From 400 to 500 pounds. The smallest donkey is a miniature donkey, which, come on. Wouldn't it be the cutest thing to have a little 36-inch tall miniature donkey? Would that not be the best?
I guess it would be cute. Now, speaking of hee-haw, did you know that the hee occurs during air intake?
I did.
And the haw comes during outflow. So you've got to do it like that when you say hee-haw. I want to hear you do it, Kendall.
Hee-haw. Cliff, I have been around enough of those old mule flappy fill-ins down at the Busheltown Center.
Well, you're so annoying. You correct them.
I felt them. Well, I'm talking about real donkeys.
Oh.
I felt them blow in my face when they're like,
I thought you were talking about the guy in the donkey suit, because you always go up to him and you're like, listen, old mule flappy, it's I can't hardly do it without choking and dying.
Somebody's got to tell him. Somebody has to tell him. If they want a professional, they need to hire somebody that knows how to hee-haw correctly.
Kendall, I don't even want to talk about that anymore. Did you know that donkeys, oh my God, there are a lot of endangered asses out there.
There's a lot of endangered ass.
There's a lot of endangered asses, and there's many people are trying to protect the ass.
Will anybody protect the ass? Will anybody salute the ass?
Some may think that the future of asses is bleak, but it's not. It's not.
Cliff, you know, there's also wild asses found in China.
Oh, Kendall.
That's the Qiang or Tibetan wild ass.
Is the wild? I'm just a wild and crazy ass.
What do you want to bet?
What do you want to bet?
Yeah. Do you remember the Wild and Crazy Guys on?
Them Wild and Crazy Guys. Yeah.
Yeah, they could have done Wild and Crazy Asses.
Oh man, I wish we could. If I could turn back time and let Saturday Night Live know.
Oh, Kendall. Now, do you know this? There are so many hybrids that donkeys. They just think they're like a fucking Prius or something. There's so many hybrids. Here's a few. A mule, which we'll talk about in a minute. That's a hybrid of a male donkey and a female horse. There's a henny, which is a hybrid of a female donkey and a male horse. And there's a John Mule, which is, I guess, the offspring of two male horses. No, that's the male offspring of a horse and a donkey. And
why do there be so many labels, Cliff? Why can't they just be gender neutral and gender fluid?
I don't know. And then there's Molly, a Molly, which is not MDMA, the party drug. This is the female offspring of a horse and donkey.
Too bad.
All I got to say to that is good night, John Mule. I can't. Oh, well, that's too much. There's actually a couple more.
My ass is gender fluid.
Well, you're gender fluent asses. Kendall, there's also a jewel, and I don't mean the jewel, the vape like Mayor of Easttown uses. There's a jewel or donkule, and that's the offspring of a male donkey and female mule.
A donkule? Oh, I see. Okay.
And I don't mean a donkey yule, like a donkey's Christmas time. It's a donkule. And then there's a hule, and I don't mean Hulhauser, the old host. Hule, that's the offspring of a male horse and a female mule. I hope everybody's writing this down. And then finally, they're
way long gone.
You know, donkeys can even mate with zebras. Kendall, did you know this?
Oh, they just don't care who they're mating with.
They've got a Jones for doing it. And then they are not discriminating.
I think we should all take a lesson from the asses.
To just
be gender fluid and just sleep with whoever you want to.
By the time we're 50, Kendall will... I used to just think you'd be out of the closet. Now, I think there are a lot of closets to come out of. And I'm here for them all. I'm here to open every door.
I've just learned that if you close in more closets, then you just have more to come out later. It's fine.
More to come out. Kendall, you're deep, deep in a maze full of closets. We're trying to help you out of all of them. There's
Inception.
A zebra henny, a zebrette, or a zebrini. It's a male donkey and a female zebra, just in case you want to know. Also, the zebroid, the zebrass, and the z-donk. That's the hybrid of a female donkey and a male zebra. So when someone says, get your zedonk-a-donk out of here, that's what they mean.
Why didn't you bring a chart? This is way too confusing for me to follow this way. You know I need a chart.
I never had any hopes that you would follow all that. I was just hoping the listeners out there maybe would.
Why do you be so mean so early in the show? At least save it until after the break.
Oh, you're so sad. Everybody's so mean to you, Kendall. Oh,
No, I didn't say I was sad.
I said you're fat.
I know. That, again, subtext. Did you mention what... you mentioned a lot about the different names of donkeys. Did you say like what just male and female donkeys alone are called?
No.
Jacks and Jennies?
Jacks and Jennies. Little story. About Jack and Jenny. A couple donkeys trying to have sex with a zebra.
Or anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, Cliff, that was some interesting stuff. We have already started hitting all the high points of the donkeys. Now,
God, I love asses. Yes.
I know that you've been around old mule Flappy and different, you know, things around town, but have you ever been around a donkey much? Have you had a lot of donkey FaceTime?
Like outside of the Flappy Museum experience?
Yeah, like no. Real donkeys, yeah.
No, I've not spent a lot of time on the farm. Kendall, have you? Are you a big donkey ass? I've spent some time with some asses.
I just, you know, I love chasing ass, Cliff.
I love ass.
A friend of mine over at the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts, my stage manager over there, had a farm, and she invited me out, and she had donkeys, and they came running up, and they were so lovely and friendly, and mules, which we'll get to, But I just love them. I think they're great. I fell in love with them.
Fell in love with a donkey. You know, they act even as guard animals. You can have them herd your goats.
Really?
Yeah, they'll just...
Really?
If you put them there, the donkeys scare coyotes and foxes and bobcats.
Really?
Really?
Ooh, oh my. I need to get me a pet donkey. Maybe I can get a miniature one.
Ah, Kendall, I'm always looking for another ass.
Really?
Really? Really? Really?
Another ass to feed.
Oh, boys. I'm sorry.
What is going on in here?
Oh, dear. I think they're belching. I think I smell something coming from Kendall's side of the booth.
Oh, Charles was in here.
No, Kendall's been there the whole time. Don't let him blame everything on Charles. I once saw somebody... his name was spray-painted on the wall. Kendall. And he blamed it on Charles. It was... ridiculous.
Well, he wrote my name.
Boss, please stop this ridiculous bickering about whatever it is. We are trying to help our friends out there in the store. Oh, the Hendersons. I'm afraid they are experiencing a lot of marital strife at the moment.
Oh, that was very clear. The way they were screaming at each other.
They were really...
All we want to do is just go to dinner. But we started the show because you guys started counseling them. And we thought, if we're waiting on a table or waiting to go or whatever, we might as well do a show.
I thought we were going to be eating Chinese food by now. You know, I haven't had anything to eat in over an hour, and I am starving.
Yeah, I know. We're all very hungry, dear. But, you know, it is improper etiquette if someone is in the middle of a crisis to go straight to dinner. We must first solve the issue before we eat.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid some issues must be resolved, boys.
Who made that rule?
Well,
oh, dear, it's right here in the etiquette rule book, number 47.
Yes, very well-known rule, boy. And my friend, Mr. Henderson, oh, I'm afraid he's doubled over weeping out in the store on the sales floor.
Oh, and you know, dear, Mr. Henderson, he's done so much for us, dear. Right? When your Uncle Pepperoni got sick that time, dear, he really took care of him.
Oh, I could never forgive myself if I left Mr. Henderson and his beloved wife, Mrs. Henderson, in their time of need, boys.
Well,
and you know,
you
Mrs. Butterchurn, in her infinite wisdom, she knows so much about so many topics, including marriage and how to help them. You know, how she helped you and Susan, Kendall Bauer, how she solved all of your problems.
Well, Daffodil, you know, if someone knows a lot of information about something, it's only proper etiquette to share it with others.
Amen to that,
well,
Sugar Lump.
I think you should get to sharing so we can get to dinner, because I think it's a great thing that you're helping him.
Better get to sharing.
Don't you think we should like order like just an appetizer to come here while we're waiting?
I think, why don't we just order pizza? Let's just have the pizza people come here and they can deliver. You can bring
one. That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
an appetizer.
But you know, I'm not talking to you, Kendall. Please stop butting in. I'm talking to Mrs. Potter Butter. Let's have the pizza people come, and you know, you can bring a pizza back here to us in the stockroom, and then you guys could have a pizza, share it with the Hendersons, you know, break Italian bread over, you know, and let the water under the pizza sauce. And I think that could really help. Let's just not go to the Chinese restaurant. Let's just order pizza in.
Dear, we've already reserved a table at the Chinese restaurant. It's improper etiquette if we cancel it, dear. You know we have to go.
Very improper etiquette. Why, the waiters at the Chinese food place. Oh, they're already waiting for us there.
Oh, well, we better get to solving their issue then so we can get to eating.
Oh,
dear,
well,
you're right. We'll go speak to them right away. We're going to see if we can solve this in a prudent manner.
Oh, we can only do it if it's prudent, dear.
All right, well, Cliff, it's going to be forever before we eat. I do think we should order a pizza. And let's keep talking about these donkeys, these asses.
Oh, ass. Kendall, give it up for the ass. You know, they're stubborn for a reason. Do you know why? It's not because they're dumb, and it's not because they just feel like being a jerk like some people, you know? They just have a keen sense of self-preservation, and they're not going to do shit that they think might be dangerous. You can bet they aren't those ones that are going up and down the walls of the Grand Canyon with the Brady Bunch, you know, on a little two-inch little strip. That's too dangerous. That's too fucking dangerous. If I was a donkey, I'd say, nay.
Nay, absolutely not.
Say nay to that, kid.
I think it sounds like, to me, donkeys are way smarter than we give them credit for.
I think so, too. I mean...
just like me.
Well, Kendall, you know, donkeys have been around forever. They're just recorded in all the ancient artworks, like Egyptian artwork and merchant scrolls about people traveling the Silk Road. And so I'm glad that now we're recording it in modern artwork, this podcast.
This is going to be the hieroglyphics of the future.
These are the hieroglyphics. These are the cave paintings of today.
In the future, they're going to be like, we uncovered 500,000 episodes of this podcast from the 2000s. It must have been important. It has more episodes than anything else we found.
It must be important. It sure ran a long time.
Yeah, it must have been very popular.
Kendall, I've got a question for you. I want you to see if you can answer it.
Okay.
What's the difference between a donkey, a burro, and an ass?
Oh, Cliff, it depends on where they went to school or where they graduated from.
No, donkey and a burro are the same thing. You are an ass. There is no difference, Kendall. Donkey, burro, ass. It's the same
thing. Well, then it sounds like you're the ass for giving me a trick question.
No, Kendall. For many years...
you love asking me questions that I cannot answer.
Well, that's most questions. Burro is just the Spanish word for donkey. You burro?
Oh, I want to go burro into something.
Did you know burrito means little donkey? It was probably it was coined because
I love that tip
of the similarities between a stuffed taco and a stuffed pack on the back of a donkey.
Oh my God! What now? That is worth the price of admission today. I'm sorry, I really enjoyed that tip, Cliff.
Oh well, I'm glad, Ken. I'm glad you enjoyed that tip. If you had that tip, I know what you'd do with it. You'd enjoy it. But what would you do with other things? It's time for a segment called
What Would I Do?
WWID.
What would I do? What would you do?
What would you do? Kendall, I have been plagued by flies. Do you have flies in the South Bushelltown suburbs?
Well, Cliff, we have mosquitoes out the wing-wang, but not as many flies down there.
Well, I have been plagued by flies, and I thought it was just me. I thought perhaps I had become filthier than I'd ever been before, which may still be the case, but I was somewhere recently with people who I thought were probably clean, and they had flies too, and so I felt better. But it's just they're awful. Get away from me, flies.
It's so hot down in the South Bushelltown suburbs. I feel like it just bakes the flies away.
Well, I wish somebody would turn something on something. Kendall, what would I do?
What would I do? Okay.
Kendall, you own a veggie burger franchise. Because your stupid cabinet store's out of business. And the bad news...
got a perfect name.
The bad news is the restaurant, which I have a perfect name for. It's called Kenny's Veggie Patties. It's built on a cursed pilgrim burial ground. Every veggie patty you sell turns the customer... into a zombie. What would you do?
Do they turn into a zombie before or after they pay me?
Oh, Kendall, you capitalist pig.
Cliff, I think that I would have to shut her down because I'm hurting all these people, but I'm very good at the veggie burger game, so I've decided to move to a new location. It's this new location and with a new name.
No.
And so everything will be rebranded. There'll be no curses, no hexes, no anything. And we'll live happily ever after.
There you go. That's what you would do.
There you go. All right, Cliff, you have been granted special access for a VIP tour of the Motion Picture Warehouse Vault, where all the great movies of all time, all history are stored. And I'm sure they have like a closet that has all our shows in it too. It holds everything. So anyway, there's a special section dedicated just to Jake Gyllenhaal, as you are probably aware. But while you're there, a huge alarm goes off, and there seems to be a fire, and every famous movie is in danger of being destroyed. You try to put out the fire, but you just can't stop it. There's nothing that's going to stop it. So you have a limited amount of time to grab as many things as you can carry. What do you do?
I don't bother. I think about my safety first. I walk head held high out the front door. Then I get on the phone. And I do a four-way call. And I dial up Bette Midler, Whoopi Goldberg, and Jake Gyllenhaal himself. And once they're all on the line, I say, "Hey guys, bad news. All films have been lost. We've got to remake them all." And we just go from there. We just go from there. I trust their instincts. I trust my instincts. And if anything, Gone with the Wind, we can make it less racist. And, you know, we can maybe put some splashy musical numbers into Citizen Kane. Make stuff, improve upon stuff.
Wow. That, you know, Cliff, that was a way better answer than I had anticipated. I'd pictured you as Pee Wee Herman coming out of the pet shop with the top 40 from last week. But look at you. You saved history. You've remade every classic movie. So I applaud your efforts.
The nation's children are excited because the talking Kindle doll is coming soon to toy stores everywhere.
Oh.
And when you pull the Kindle doll string, you hear famous phrases like, "Don't got nothing for that one," "I do love football," and tell mama all." But an out-of-hand employee at the doll factory also loaded in a bunch of phrases criticizing vaccines and the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. What would you do?
Oh, no. Cliff, I would put out a public statement, first of all, letting everyone know that these demon-possessed dolls that are out there like are Chucky, and they should all be immediately returned, and I would use all the profits from... Wait, did I manufacture these dolls?
Yeah, they're the Kindle dolls.
Okay. I would use all the profits from all the dolls that we sold to buy all those back, reprogram them, and give them back to those customers free of charge with great new sayings like, "Go get the vaccine! Wear a mask! Don't be stupid, stupid!" There
all
you
right.
go.
All
Fixed
right.
it.
Fixed it.
Man, we are on a roll, Cliff. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she's asked you to be her date. I thought it said to DJ, and that made more
yes,
sense.
Yes, I was
to
so
be
excited.
Her date.
I'll
and
do
to DJ,
that too. I'll do that too.
The World Etiquette Headquarters event. It is it's in a beautiful bread and breakfast on the East Coast. They have a lot of bread there. And during it, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she's having her speech, and you get a rumbling in your tumbly because you've had so many cheese doodles.
Yeah.
And it seems that all those pounds of cheese doodles just are coming out now in the toilet. And then you get up and you realize it's not flushing. And then you see there's an etiquette sign like Mrs. Potter Butter Butter told you to look, like Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn told you to look for right there on the toilet. And it says no large poops in the toilet or it will not flush. So you've really messed up here. You call Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn to find out what's going on. But she's, of course, on stage still doing her speech. And people are knocking on the door, and there's no plunger, Cliff. What are you going to do at the World Etiquette Headquarters event?
Climb out the window.
You're just going to ditch Mrs. Potter Butter. That's such
no.
improper etiquette.
No.
Or what?
Listen, she's on stage giving a speech. I'm in the bathroom. I climb out the bathroom window, sneak back in the front door, sit back in my seat.
Got it. I thought you made a run for it.
No, and I say, I don't know what, I heard a rumor about something in the bathroom. I don't know what's going on.
Somebody's locked himself in the bathroom.
Candle. Satan is bored, and he decides to torture you just for, you know, fun. And what he does is he, you know, he takes you to a hospital, puts you under, you know, a lot of anesthesia, and you're asleep. And when you wake up, your ears are made of corn, and your eyes are made of potatoes, and your hands are bananas, and your legs are lamb, and your rump is roast. Kendall, what would you do?
Well, I'd eat myself to death.
No,
Cliff, I would call Satan back up, or he's probably there when I wake up. He wants to see the reaction. Okay. And I'd be like, look, dude, I see what you've done, and it's a glorious masterpiece. I'd never be able to pick up anything with these mushy banana fingers anymore. But I'd be like, have you looked at the news lately? I would turn on the news. I'd show him all the things that are going on, and he is no longer bored. And he's like, Kendall, you made me feel so much better. I'm going to turn you back into a human just like you were, but skinnier, smarter, and with more hair. Oh, look, God. I made a deal with the devil, Cliff, and things are way better.
Deal with the devil. Done.
Cliff, fire and brimstone. It's raining brimstone down from the sky. Fire. Luckily, I made a deal with the devil, but the world is ending, Cliff. It's over.
Okay.
And the Lord, he appears to you. He said, I couldn't appear to Kendall. He made a deal with the devil. But I'm appearing to you. And he says, you will be spared. Firstly, there's not enough room in heaven or hell for you due to your size. And you can stay here on earth and start a new society. Whoever you would like to stay with you can stay here. You can choose whoever you want to build this new society. What do you do? And how do you do it?
I get Jake Gyllenhaal. We go Blue Lagoon it.
I thought you were going to say the same people and make all these movies again. I was like, who's going to watch them?
Well, Jake and I can Blue Lagoon it for the first 1,000 years. And then I'll ask the Lord for Whoopi and Bette to join us. And then we can not only remake all the movies, we can record, you know, a lot of informational videos about the history for the new next generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for thinking of me, Cliff. When I'm in hell, I'm going to figure out a way back up here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come up and you're going to say, Kendall, go to hell. And I'll say, I've been there. It was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Kendall, before I tell you to go to hell, I got one more thing to ask you.
All right.
One day you're in line at the Food & More and you accidentally bump into the person in front of you with your big full cart of food. And unfortunately, it's an evil genie. And they decide to curse you.
I hate when they're in line in front of me.
Poof! You have become a scarecrow in the middle of a cornfield that we don't even know where it is. What would you do?
Well, Cliff, I would just hang out there and enjoy being alone and in solitude for a little bit. And then one day when a girl comes skipping by looking for a wizard, I'll tell her he went that way. And then I'll start singing and I'll help her. And then finally, maybe I'll get some brains.
Oh, you know what she would sing, don't you? Every day
I'm better than I ever was before.
Every day
I'm loving more
and more. Every day tease galore. That's what she'd sing as she came by, and that's what you would do, Kendall.
Cliff, and then I would be like, if I could stop you for singing for 1 minute, I need to sing this song about getting a brain and about following this road. Then we'll be right back and go back into your song.
Right.
Lovely.
All right, Kendall. Mules.
Oh my God, what an ass we've been this whole episode not talking about mules yet.
Ass. The ass is strong in this episode, everybody. Now, we know that mules, from my first big speech, they're the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that mules are like a big bottle of hand sanitizer because they're 99.9% sterile? They cannot, under almost most cases, cannot bear baby mules, Kendall.
Well, Cliff, you know, they'd rather not. Anyway, they see the way the world is. They're like, we don't want to bring any more mules into the world. It's probably just a personal choice.
Do we need more mules? What do you say to the baby mules? Hey, kids, hope you enjoy this shit. All right.
Yeah, Cliff, because they treat those mules so great. The mules are like, I ain't having no kids. Look how bad they're treating us.
Oh, you know that song, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. You know that? That's about mules, because the skin of a mule is less sensitive than that of horses and more resistant to sun and rain. So think about that, James Taylor.
Think about it.
And there are mules out there even older than us. That mules out there, they can be almost up to 50 years old. Kendall, proud. eagles of a mule.
Proud to be a mule. Yeah. Well, Cliff, look, I don't want people to think that mules are only an offspring of a male donkey and a female horse, because the word mule can be used for any hybrid, and that is a cross between two species of equine. So it actually be a horse and a pony, or a domestic pony and a donkey. It's used for all those.
Debunk. No, you got to use those specific terms that I shared earlier. Kendall, did you know mules can kick sideways? You thought only you could do that. You thought you and the Rockettes were the only ones. But it's not.
It took me 12 years to master that.
Mules can do it too. They've been born. They're born that way, baby.
They're just born that way.
You know what country breeds the largest number of mules?
Oh, that's Mulebekistan, Cliff.
No, Kendall, they come in shockingly far down on the list.
Damn,
but
you wouldn't know it.
I'm going to count down right now really quickly the top 40 mule-producing countries. No, just kidding.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
No, number two, Mexico. And number one, that's a drum roll. China.
China? Why does China need so many mules? What are they doing over there?
China breeds more than 7 million mules each year, where they are commonly used on small farms and for transport. People ride them. Visit China and help our work by taking part in our Great Wall of China charity walk, says a website. All right, Kendall. Mules.
All right.
You can't live with them, can't live without them.
Can't. Well, you know, you can train a mule, Cliff, but can't, you don't train them the way you train a horse.
Well, you gotta can lead a mule to water, but you can't make him go,
No, you can't. I've learned that the hard way. Right. But, Cliff, they require a kind, polite, sensible, logical, and sequential way of training with consideration, consistency, and respect for the animal, all of which most animal people don't even have. So, there you go.
Isn't that sad? Kendall, would you rather be a donkey or a mule?
Oh, I know. I'd rather be an ass so I could call myself an ass.
Well, you'd always have a fat ass either way. But I think you should be, you should want to be this, okay? Because you.
Okay, tell me what I should be.
Should want to be a mule so you can just get it on without having any of those pesky children. It's like having a vasectomy.
Or I could just be if I was a donkey, I could just have a vasectomy.
Right.
More flies.
Flies, Kendall. Flies, J-Rod. Mules.
Mules can carry so much weight.
Oh,
so
my God.
Much weight.
How much? As much as I carry around each day? Impossible.
Oh, Cliff, under that kind of pressure, they would just fall over dead. I'm trying to look. I just read how much weight they carry, and then I lost it.
Oh, how many Cliff and Kendalls?
Just like half a Cliff and Kendall. A lot of weight.
Still a lot, all right.
But they can certainly carry more than a horse can. I just don't have a number for you, sorry.
Kendall, I hate to break it to you, but there are zero people that care. I've got to go out there. I'm going to try to look through the window in the door to the sales floor, and I'm going to try to get Mrs. Potter Butterchurn's attention and try to, you know, motion to her that I really want to go, that we need to hurry this marriage counseling session up.
I'm going to look through the stock room, see if I can find any snacks while you do that.
All right. Well, there's a lot of butter over there and some pottery.
I believe in miracles, and I believe Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Get a winner in free when you buy specially marked boxes of Cocoa Puffs.
It's wintering time, wintering. Watch it sail through the air. Do your thing, it's wintering time.
Catch it on your arm,
catch it on a stick.
Throw it in the air,
catch it everywhere. On the side thing, that's wintering. Ring-a-ding-ding, it's wintering time.
Free inside Cocoa Puffs.
Forget your troubles, come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome
Give
back.
Give me a break. Now I know what it takes. Putting a new face on the old one. Ready for anything.
Dear, is this part of the show?
Blame of fate. Not a moment too late. Showing the whole world, nothing can get me down. Ooh, sorry, Mrs. Potter, Butter Train. That's just sort of one of my mantras as a proud 40-year-old eagle. That, you know, nothing can get me down. Give me a break. I know I got what it takes.
Dear, usually I would definitely agree with you, but, you know, we have... They're out there, and we need to go finish helping them, dear. They need help so we can get to dinner.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Henderson. I think they're very close to a breakthrough, Candlebauer and Clearfire. I think we need to be out there with them now more than ever, boys.
Well, you know what I think would be a good idea? Probably, if they're that close to a breakthrough, it's probably good they have a minute to talk amongst themselves we tell you some weird things, don't you think?
You want to hear something weird?
I'm not quite sure,
I don't. Is this the time, Sugarlum? Oh, no.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Oh, you know what I always say, Mr. Snowbomb. There's always time for weirdness.
There's always time. There's always room for Jell-O. There's rarely room for Clifford Kendall. All right, everybody. Researchers at Purdue University earned a Guinness World Record with an unusual development. I hope you're sitting down. This is weird.
Oh, it's weird, all right.
They've developed the world's whitest paint. Kendall Shulin Ron, a professor of mechanical engineering, said the original aim of the project was to create paint, you know, that's going to reflect sunlight and lower energy costs and all this. But it just somehow, in the making of this white paint, it became super white, sort of a white supremacist dream, a super white paint.
I was going to say, don't we have enough white
what's
in America
already? Obsession with whiteness? But anyway, Kendall, the paint was declared the world's whitest by the Guinness World Records, and it's going to be in their book next year. I don't know if they're going to be able to print ink that white in the book to reflect how white it really is.
I would think that that would reflect so much heat that it would actually like raise environmental gases or environmental heat and cause even more global warming, right?
I doubt it, Kendall. I don't think you know much about, I don't want to trust Kendall on climate science. But it did say that
he's not an expert.
The paint was noticeably cooler to the touch after it had been out in the sun than other things painted with that, with other paints. So anyway, Kendall and Mrs. Potter, Butter, Butter, Mr. Snowbomb, that's about the whitest paint. Isn't that weird?
Cliff, so weird how white that was.
All right. Candlebauer, is that it? Is this over?
Oh, no. We're just getting started. So, Shirley Wright Johnson had a really crappy shopping experience, pardon the pun. She was in there and she was picking up some pizza rolls in aisle 11, and she turned it around because she felt something mushy on the back. And it seems that someone had decided to defecate on top of a bag of Tostino's pizza rolls. And they put another bag on top of it, smushed it in a poop sandwich right there in aisle 11. Isn't that weird?
Okay.
Oh, goodness, dear. That's a terrible, terrible story.
I refuse to believe that anyone could stoop so low. Oh, no.
Kendall, I think there's just like a TikTok trend, just like shit in a frozen food aisle. And
is it really?
I'm sure it is. I did hear, probably. I think that's a legend.
What is this generation's obsession with poop? The people talking about pooping in the bathtub. Have you heard that?
No. What?
Like people, like there are several people on and excuse me, Mrs. Potter, but I know this is not proper etiquette to speak of on the show, but I'm just telling Cliff that on TikTok there's people that are like, does everyone not poop in the shower? And
these
and people are like
jokes.
Outraged.
That's gotta
no,
be jokes.
People are saying like they could like pick it up and put it in the toilet, or they'll stomp it like a waffle stomp down, and I'm like appalled.
What? Nobody does that.
Nobody
does.
We will save that.
That
till after the weird news. Let's move on. I don't want to hold us up.
Now, speaking of TikTok trends, sorry, and I hate to say this, Mrs. Potter, but a better term, but I heard this one from Fonky. She said that this one is going around at Busheltown Elementary, that there is a TikTok trend of where you just trash the bathroom and you just like throw not shit, but like toilet paper or napkins or stuff all around. And anyway, Fonky said some people, not her friends, of course, she's too smart to be friends with people like these, but got suspended because they thought that they could do a TikTok trend in the toilet in second grade.
Oh dear, I must admit, I'm very confused at what clocks have to do with all of this, but yes, the teacher called me. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Oh, all right. I suppose this is all over now.
No, it's not.
Oh, we're getting closer. We're getting closer.
Now, Kendo, you're going to love this one because it involves football. Fans at University of Miami football game used a U.S. flag. Oh, America, what can't you do? To break the fall of a cat that fell from the upper deck. Can you believe
goodness,
this?
Is the cat okay?
Oh, that poor feline.
Well, it's all right.
Oh, I did see that video. It's great. They saved the cat and he was okay.
Saved the cat and it's okay. The Cromers, which was the couple that caught it in the flag, said the fans in the upper deck were attempting to reach the cat but succeeded only into scaring it into peeing on fans below.
Ooh,
and hopefully not
shower.
Our nation's flag. All right, anyway, the cat in a flag, that's weird.
That's weird. Where did that cat come from? Did somebody bring it or was it just there?
I guess it's just, maybe it was in a purse, maybe in a companion, one of those, what do you call those animals? You know, that people care.
Service
animal? Yeah, service cat, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Service pussy.
Well, Cliff, I don't have any more weird news stories.
Well, luckily for you, I've got one more, Kendall. This one...
Oh, dear, but we really must get back to it.
But I'm sure you're going to love this one, because guess what? It concerns one of your favorite celebrities of all time.
Oh, I'm listening, dear.
That's one for money, two for show. We go
have dear.
Seven my blue suede shoes.
You know,
dear, you know how I get so flushed when you sing Elvis.
I know. All right, a baseball-sized clump of hair that came from the head of Elvis Presley, the king, sold for over $72,000 in auction. Can you believe this? It was from...
Holy moly.
It was from a guy who was his barber, who was, you know, it was well documented, and there was a lot of research gone into the fact that this is Elvis's hair. It was his barber who was on tour with him many times. And anyway, they have auctioned it off, and it's Even John Reznikoff of the University Archives, and he's the world's most trusted authority in the field of hair collecting, he says that it is Elvis's hair. Can you imagine getting the hair of Elvis? I can imagine. I'd love to get some of Jake Gyllenhaal's hair. They don't have to be his head hair.
Oh, dear. Not to speak out of turn in front of my dear husband, but it would make me all shook up if I had a little bit of Elvis's hair.
Oh, all right, Sugarlum. That was very funny. I think we need to get out to the Hendersons, though. I want to see how their
Before
marriage
we need therapy
is doing.
As well.
Oh, right. I agree with both of you guys. All right, well, give the Hendersons our best and tell them to hurry up. And if their marriage could be packed, put back together in about 15 minutes, I'm about to die.
We'll do our best, dear, but you know they say, you can't hurry, love.
Oh,
boss, you just have to wait. All right.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry, Mrs. Henderson, for the delay. We were just talking to the boys about something weird.
Cliff.
I hope they probably are going to save their marriage with some of those weird facts that we just told them. They're going to go over there and tell it to them. They're going to be like, whoa, that's so weird. I forgot what we were fighting about.
I mean, it could be. I mean, that white paint alone is shocking.
It's shocking.
Kendall, but not as shocking as the next topic for the show. Donkeys are over, mules are so yesterday, as Hillary Duff would say. What's today?
So yesterday.
What's today, Kendall?
Oh, I thought you were in the middle of a sentence with that belch. today is all about eels, Cliff.
Eels.
I got the feels for some eels.
Kendall, did you cry when you learned that electric eels aren't really eels at all? They're more closely related to catfish and carp, the electric eel of South America.
I was pretty upset.
It's one of those harsh truths we all must grapple with.
Been lied to my whole life. Most people know what an eel is, but just for the few that don't, it's a snake-like fish with a slender, elongated body and poorly developed fins, proverbial for its slipperiness. They just secrete all this mucus sometimes. Have you seen that? Where there's just like globs of mucus. It's gross.
Oh my, so gross, all the mucus.
Gross.
Kendall, do you know the moray eels, they have secret jaws. It may look like they have just a little bitty mouth that is not very good at even sucking things. But when they open their mouth, that little mouth, it really unhinges this big other set of jaws. And it's almost like the alien, you know how in the alien movies, the alien opens its mouth and then that other little thing pushed, like, shoots out and punches from its throat.
It's, or like a sandworm.
Right, it's almost like that. Or the Coneheads, remember the Coneheads movie when they'd go to the dentist and had like 40 rows of teeth? It's like that inside the moray eel. Kendall, can you believe this terror is happening right as we speak?
Right under our noses in the water.
Oh, God, 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 God.
I mean, they're eels are weird, I must say. They are an odd creature that a lot of people, scientists still don't fully understand the whole productive system of eels and how they reproduce and how they're born. Like, they haven't, like, ever witnessed a birth of an eel in wild or captivity.
No one has seen an eel being born?
No, and even like Hank Green on TikTok did a thing about it. It's like this weird mystery. He's like, well, people are like learning more as we go, but like they migrate back to this weird place and they don't like really produce new babies. They like change into a new species. So it's just a weird thing that nobody really fully understands.
Wow. How
there are still mysteries out there.
Mysteries. Goodness gracious. Now, do you know this mysterious creature, the eel? Well, it's a popular summertime entree in the land of the rising sun. Roasted eel meat is, a delicious delight. Ooh. Served with pepper and sauce over a bed of rice. Kendall, now that sounds...
No thanks.
Well, Kendall, we know you're going to poo-poo. You're going to be annoying. We know it. We got it. We heard it all before.
I was actually going to say I wouldn't eat anything I don't understand where it comes from. But yes, I am a vegetarian since you brought it up.
As you brought it up. But anyway, Kendall, the eel, I think that's more sensible than... Remember that episode we did about the scary foods? Like live octopus, baby? Like, I understand eating a fillet of eel. All right. But anyway, Kendall, as you dive... Of course, I don't know if there's enough rubber to make you a diving suit. But if you go diving, beware. Conger eels might bite you in that big donkey ass of yours.
Oh, Cliff, there's plenty of things to be terrified of under the water. I'm not going to go near anything.
Under the sea, darling, it's wetter. Might bite your butt. Yes, what?
Eel blood.
Eel
is
blood.
Is poisonous to humans and other mammals. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God. What?
And also... electric eels, as you mentioned, they are able to just generate 650 volts. That's like five times the power of a standard U.S. wall socket to just shock predators. How the hell does an animal... Like, it is just such an odd creature to me.
I think they're from
aliens.
Space.
I
was saying the same thing.
They're space alien monsters.
Kendall, these space alien monsters, did you know that in New Zealand, the long fin eel, well, they can just walk right up a waterfall. Did you know this? Noted for their...
I'm going to have nightmares tonight. God.
Oh my God, I just read a headline and sort of made up that fact, but here's really what it says. I was right. Noted for their climbing ability, juvenile long fins can scale 65-foot waterfalls as well as man-made dams.
Damn.
The migratory species frequents New Zealand's freshwater lakes and rivers. So if you see an eel scaling a 65-foot waterfall, don't be surprised. It happens every day.
What is going on with the... Why do we not know that these are aliens existing in the ocean? Why has nobody said this?
I don't know.
Cliff, Yeah, the shock of an electric eel can knock a donkey off its feet.
Oh, poor donkeys. But probably an ass might be stronger and more steadfast, able to withstand.
I think if we look back to ancient peoples, Cliff.
Oh, don't you love them?
The answer that we seek. There are many historical legends that surround eels. And in Philippine tribes, they consider eels to be the souls of the dead. In parts of Europe, there is a legend that rubbing the skin with oil of eel will cause a person to see fairies. And Egyptians are said to worship eels.
Oh, well, you can't blame them. Kendall, now, you know, speaking of, you were just saying something about how you'd love to eat some fried eel. But if you do, Kendall, be sure you cook that thoroughly. Because as you said, their blood is toxic. That was the real subtext of that Britney Spears song, Toxic. It was about eel blood.
It was all about eels.
Eel
just
blood.
Just trying to give us clues.
Kendall, do you know there are eels even in the Great Lakes and in the Mississippi River? I wonder if there's some eels up in Thumb Lake where we spread Frequent Guest Star Allen's ashes. Probably eels swimming all through it.
I hate to think that eels are swimming through him.
Now, Kendall, I wonder if you could kill somebody by injecting them with eel blood. I guess maybe you could.
Ooh. Interesting.
Interesting.
Or just shock them with an eel. Like, you have a pet shocking eel, and they're like, oh, they must have touched it when I went to the bathroom.
Oh, it must have slipped into the eel pond. Oops.
They're known to jump out of aquariums sometimes, you know.
Well, they scale 65-foot waterfalls. Why can't they jump out of an aquarium?
So,
yeah.
At the Magic Castle in Los Angeles, that show Tanked came, and they built a tank in the Magic Castle, and they made it look like Houdini was, like, in a water box trapped, you know? And they put eels in there. And they kept escaping. They had like a locked top, and they would get out and slither all away in the Magic Castle. And they finally had to get rid of them because they kept like escaping and scaring people.
Oh, God.
They're weird animals. Just, I don't like them.
Ooh. Eels. Oh, man. I'm so glad we learned about them today on the show.
I am too.
Folks.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter E and by eels.
Eels. Kendall, that's something everybody should know.
Well, lucky for them, now they do. And now it's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know.
All right, Kendall.
All right, Cliff.
Yes.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Can we get to it for a minute? Let's get to it. This is something.
Put our ass into it.
Everybody should know. What 80s series won more Emmy Awards than any other cop show in TV history up until that point?
NYPD Blue.
Oh, no, but you were on the blue track, Kendall. You should have rode that blue train back to Hill Street Blues.
Cliff, what figure of Greek mythology gave fire to man?
The penis.
What Greek figure?
Oh, Greek figure.
No. Yeah.
The penis.
Prometheus.
That's, I'm getting his name wrong. I thought that's what they called him for short.
You know, old penis over there. Yeah.
Penis. Because that takes a lot. Prometheus. It's just penis. Penis.
Yeah. That's like WW.
Right. It's redundant. Kendall. Ooh. What fictitious TV station was telecast on channel 109 from a studio in Melonville run by Guy Caballero?
I've no clue.
Oh, and that was the wrong answer, Kendall. That was SCTV.
FCTV. I don't remember that.
You do. Listen closely. SCTV, that was the show, had Catherine O'Hara, Martin Short, Andrea Martin, Rick Moranis.
I'm sorry. I thought you said FCTV, and I was...
I know.
But I still wouldn't have got it.
I know. Anyway. You never expected to get it. But I knew you would recognize it if you heard me say the correct letters. Anyway, Kendall, that's what...
Well, you know me too well.
Kids are saying, yes.
But what planet boasts the Great Red Spot?
Melmac.
No, idiot.
No.
Closer than that, Jupiter.
Oh, God. Kendall, what sitcom was shot on a man-made island at Hollywood's CBS Studio Center?
Why are you going to give me with these easy ones, Cliff? Gilligan's Island.
Oh, sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
Hear a tale
of a faithful ship. that started from the tropic border from the started trip.
I always insert Billy Crystal's words from the Academy Awards when he redid the words.
Oh, oops.
Cliff, this one everyone should know. What bears U.S. patent number 174465?
The television.
Oh, God, I thought you had it, and I was going to punch you in the face.
Uh-huh.
It was the telephone. But when you said tele, and I was like, if he guessed that and got it, I'm so angry.
Well, no reason to be angry today.
We're going to live. Oh, Cliff, that's all that everybody needs to know.
It's all we need to know right now, Kendall. That's all anybody has time to know. They have reached their limit.
We've all reached our limit.
Oh, yeah.
I believe. I feel like all we're missing, Cliff. Oh, Cliff, all we're missing is a song.
A song?
I never.
All right, here you go.
I never.
I'll give you a song.
No, Cliff. A special song.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you a special one. All right, let's see. A special one would be Isn't It Rich? Isn't it queer losing my timing this late in my career? Send in the clowns. What if this was the song? Ding dong, Kendall's dead. Which old Kendall? The big fat Kendall. Ding dong, the big fat Kendall's dead. What about that one? That's a specialist. I'm doing a mashup like Glee.
While you were doing the mashup of all those songs, I moved my keyboard in because there was a lot of talk, a lot of chatter on the internet by a few people that they're like, how did you have a birthday episode for Cliff and talk about the top 40 movies and Kendall didn't play Happy Birthday and sing for Cliff? And I was like, well, I had planned to do it, and Cliff sprung a 4-hour show about a top 40 countdown. So we didn't get to it. It was just not enough time. But Cliff, I didn't want this moment to pass. So I wanted to sing a very special happy birthday for you.
Oh, well, thank you. I gratefully accept. And we will. We'll listen to that.
We'll go out on that.
And yeah, and then you and I've got to go. I don't care if the Hendersons are divorcing or what. We're leaving.
Oh, well, we're going to get something to eat.
Right, right, right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Fatso. Oh, Cliff, here comes my harmonica solo. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday, Cliff.
Don't got nothing for that. That word.
Don't got nothing for that.